Martin Luther King Jr., in his reflection on this text, shared a story about a time when a college basketball team was injured in a car accident. In this situation, on a highway somewhere in the South, and it was during the time of segregation, people who were black could not use certain restrooms or businesses and hospitals. And this group of college students were black. The car accident left these young black college students injured and in need of care. And when the ambulance came, the driver refused to take them to the hospital. But another driver of a certain vehicle who happened to be passing by agreed to graciously drive the boys to the nearest hospital. But when this group of basketball players arrived, the physician, the doctor, refused to attend to their injuries when he saw them. Then they were taken to another hospital that took in colored people, and it was about 50 miles away. But by the time they arrived, one had already died, and the other two died 30 minutes after that. This should have never happened, according to Martin Luther King Jr., and I agree to that. What got in the way was the physical appearance, the race, and the skin color. Most of us, along Dr. King, would have expected the driver of the ambulance and the physician to extend care, but rather ignore this group of human beings. Now, in the story that we hear from our gospel today, we can say that the Samaritan who stopped to attend to the wounds of the person laying on the side of the road was like this other driver of a certain vehicle who drove these boys. Except that in the story that Dr. King tells, it doesn't reveal the ethnic or social status of this driver, only that he or she drove these boys to the nearest hospital. According to Dr. King, this person, just as the Samaritan who stops to help, was able to recognize the human aspect of this group of boys. As we all know, at the time of segregation, Dr. King uses this same text in Luke, this same gospel from today, around his time to help bridge the gap among the people of his time. And that was his audience, to remind people of faith of the compassion that we are all called to extend, and to raise any sense of suspicious and hostility among groups based on external factors that divided people and put a wall among people. In the story that Jesus tells, the groups that had a hostile relationships were Jews and were Samaritans, and they did not trust each other. They had different theologies. They had different places to worship God. So they also live in segregated areas. A Levite, a priest, similar to the physician and the ambulance driver in the story that Dr. King tells, were people who Jesus' audience would have expected to extend compassion and care to the person laying half dead on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. And in looking deeper at the gospel text, it doesn't really tell us who this person in need is, but Jesus discloses the identity of the person who is moved with compassion by seeing this other person in need. And he was a Samaritan, an enemy to the Jewish lawyer who approached Jesus and who seemed to have memorized the Hebrew Bible and who could quote right away God's commandments and explain it to people so well. Well, this lawyer, a faithful and devoted person of faith, even though had given the right answer to Jesus as to how one can obtain eternal life and salvation, lacked a couple things. He lacked the compassion and the mercy that Jesus was asking of him and of his disciples. A type of compassion that crossed cultural and even religious boundaries for the sake of service to someone, for the sake of serving someone in great need. It is a type of compassion that is extended to someone who perhaps does not deserve it. But nevertheless, God calls us to be, if you may, a good Samaritan, to be a neighbor, and to love with compassion. A more modern example of this might be someone like Roberta Bell, who used to work for a correction facility for women. And most of the inmates there were within 1 year of being released. Roberta met an inmate who was expecting a child, and the mother was 2 months away from being released. So the mother, of course, did not want her baby to be born inside this correctional facility. So she tried to find a family member or a close friend who might take care of her baby. But she was unsuccessful. She had come to terms that her baby would become a ward of the state. Well, Roberta, on the other hand, felt compassion for Katie, who was his mother and inmate. Apart from being a person who committed a crime, she was a mother, a human being also. And Roberta was able to recognize this, and her heart was so deeply moved that Roberta offered to take her baby in. Except that because of the policies in place, she faced some resistance in the process. The policy in place is that an employee would never share their private information with an inmate. But Roberta was deeply moved with compassion that she told Katie that she was going to do this for Katie. As a result, her employer terminated her position at this facility. But true to her word, she came to the hospital and took baby Kazan home with her until her mother was released. And when Katie was released, Roberta even invited Katie to live with her until she got a job and was able to live on her own with her baby. As you can tell, this crossed every boundary that existed between a criminal and a guardian. But compassion turned all expectations and norms, allowing community life to flourish, allowing deeper relationships to be formed. So this well-known story that Jesus tells us revealed a couple of things. He revealed that the kingdom of God is about really healing broken relationships. It reveals that the kingdom of God is more than just some merely future kingdom coming down from heaven in a distant future at the end of times, or something that we will reach or obtain based on our knowledge of God. But rather, the kingdom of God is about going beyond every human boundary there is, for the sake of building community and expanding the circle of God's family and God's love through our acts of service and care. And this kingdom of God comes to us when we extend mercy to others as well, to those who perhaps have been assaulted from their dignity, from their identity as children of God. But the good news to us is that this kingdom of God also comes to us in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, who was stripped away so that we can live as free people of God, boundless of any barrier between God and us. And that is the good news today. So with that good news, may we be empowered today by the power of the Holy Spirit to love as this Samaritan did and to extend the mercy of God that we receive from God. Amen.